Hey, honey? What are you up to? Do you have a sack? No, don't get up. I'll sit with you. I know you have to go to work in a little while, but I just wanted to talk to you for a minute, okay? Well, I just wanted to tell you that I love you. I really, really love you. I love that you're so sweet to me and that you take such good care of me. Oh, sweetie, I know you love me. But you know that I love you, though, right? Like, really love you. And that I really appreciate you. Okay, good. But, wait. Let me finish, okay? Yeah. I love that whatever I ask for, you try your hardest to make it so I get it, right? Yeah. And I love, love, love how you make love to me. How you hold my hand when we, you know, have sex. I know we don't do it very often, and we hardly do it at all anymore. But that's just because you're so busy. But when we do, you're so adorable. Sweetie, you make me feel so special. Like, I'm really pretty and you really love me. Oh, see? Like that. What guy thinks of those kind of things to say? It's so sweet. Hey, honey. My back kind of hurts. Can you rub it a little? Maybe give me a little massage? Oh, thanks. Here, I'll turn away from you, and I'll even take off my top for you, okay? There. That feels good. Thanks, honey. Anyway, I know I buy a lot of stuff, too much stuff, and I buy a lot of outfits, because I want to look cute for you, you know? Oh, thank you. My bra's in the way. You sure you want me to take it off? Well, okay. I mean, I don't want to get you worked up before you have to go. Okay. Here we go. Thank you. Feels so nice. You give good back rubs. Anyway, I know it's really hard on you because I'm not working right now. Oh, don't lie. I know it is. You're working two jobs, sweet dear. You have to sacrifice a lot because of me. You've wanted to replace your beat-up car for over a year, but I keep buying all those shoes, and my new phone, and my laptop, and the new TV. And my new car. Well, it was really expensive. I just feel so bad. Oh, can you keep going, honey? My back really hurts. Thank you. So, I know I'm racking up our debt, and it's even worse than that, because, well, really, it's your debt. We're not even married yet, because we can't afford to do a wedding, right? I know that it's all my fault, and I just feel awful. No, I get that. You want me to be happy. Yeah. That's why I try not to let it bother me. You don't want me thinking about that stuff, do you? Worrying about money and all that? Well, that's your job, right? Yeah. And, well, I know I don't do much around the house either, like cleaning up and stuff. I'm really bad at that. I leave my dirty knickers just lying around the floor. and I can't seem to remember to put my shoes away. I have so many peers. I just don't know where to put things. I'm really dumb about that. And you're so good at it. So, I try to let you do it, you know? And not worry about it. That's what you want, right? Oh, good. Oh, thank you, babe. Yeah, right there. That's really good. Say, babe. Can you give me a foot rub too? Yeah. My feet really hurt today. I think it's these new heels. They're so cute, and I know you like them, but they really hurt my feet. Can you rub them, please? Oh, thank you. Let me just turn around and take them off, okay? Oh, that's better. Here, I'll put my feet on your lap. That's nice. Thank you, honey. Anyway, I know you do all the laundry and the dishes and you mop the floors, and I just... How frustrating that must be. Your girlfriend doesn't know how to do any of that. But I know you don't want me thinking about any of that. It's hard for me, but I do try my best. I really do. I'd probably just make things worse anyway, you know? I'd break the dishwasher or screw up our clothes, and you don't want me to ruin all my cute, expensive outfits, do you? Yeah, that's what I thought. I know I'm a handful. Oh, you are just the best boyfriend a girl could ever have. That's all. My nail polish? Oh, thank you. I got a pedicure today. Yeah, I had them use that bright pink colour you like. Aren't my feet soft? Yeah. I went for the deluxe package. Exfoliation, sugar scrub, all that. I hope you don't mind. You're doing such a good job, sweetie. It feels so good. You know, a lot of guys wouldn't put up with a girl like me. No, I'm serious. Well, you know... Like, I know that some guys, if they had a girlfriend like me, they might feel kind of frustrated, you know? They might think I'm a little brat who keeps teasing them with cute little outfits and spending their money and not helping them clean up the house. You don't think I'm a brat, do you? Oh, good. Yeah, honestly. Why do guys get so mad? Like, just talk to your girlfriend when you're upset, you know? Don't call her names, just be an adult. No, I know that, honey. You wouldn't do that to me because you love me. You don't ever get mad at me, do you? You're sweet. No, it's just that I know some guys like to treat girls, even their girlfriends, like they own them. Like they want to tell them what to do, and who they can talk to, and control them, you know? Like, if their girlfriend even talks to another guy, they'll get all jealous and angry. Yeah, I'm so glad we're not like that. Like, the other day, I was talking to that hot guy at the coffee shop. We were just having a nice conversation, and you weren't jealous, right? You were so sweet. Even when I gave him a kiss on the cheek, and he put his hand on my arse. You didn't freak out. You trusted me. Because you know I love you. You know that it didn't mean anything. I was just flirting a little. And I knew that you wouldn't be upset. Right, honey? See? That's why I love you, baby. You give me space, you know? You trust me. Honey? Can you rub some lotion on my legs? Yeah. I just shaved them with this new expensive shaving cream and they're a little dry, so can you help me? I know your hands are tired, honey, and I know you have to go to work soon, but they really itch. Can you please do it? Oh. Thank you, honey. Do you want me to take my skirt off first? You do. Okay. Here we go. Oh, hold on. It's really tight. It's one of the ones you got me last week when we went shopping. Do you like this one? It's one of my really short ones. Okay. There we go. No, I've got lotion right here. Thank you, honey. Now, where was I? Oh, right. I was saying, we have to have a healthy, respectful relationship, and you'd tell me if you didn't like something I did, and we'd talk through it and figure it out together. Yeah, that's why we're so good together. Isn't that right, baby? You'd tell me if I'd done something to upset you, wouldn't you? Everything is fine, right? And that's what I thought. Honey, are you getting hard? I can tell. I can feel it through your pants. Oh, well, sorry about that. Do you like how soft my legs are, though? Yeah. The lotion smells good, Yeah, it's the really fancy, expensive stuff. It's supposed to have pheromones that drive guys crazy. Is it working? Oh, don't be shy, honey. It's okay. It's working, right? You like my legs, don't you? Oh, not too high, honey. I don't want you to get lotion on my knickers. Just keep your hands below my thighs. Thank you. No, I don't think so, honey. My nipples are really sensitive right now, and I don't want lotion on them either. Besides, I think you're just trying to be clever and have an excuse to touch my breasts. Nice try, mister. You can look at them, though. You know, honey, I know some guys, and I'm not sure if this is true, but they think some girls do these kind of things to them on purpose. Like, spending all their money, making a mess of their house, wearing skimpy outfits and leaving their knickers lying around just to tease them, and then never say yes when they try to make love. Even flirting with other guys. Almost like they want their boyfriends to get upset. Like they want them to hurt them or something. For no reason. That's crazy, right? Why would a girl do those things on purpose? Just to be a brat? Just to, like, make your boyfriend mad? I would never do that to you, honey. Never. You know that. The very idea of that, it's horrible. You know I'd never purposely try to hurt you, or try to manipulate you, right? Okay, good. That's a relief. Okay, that's enough, honey. My legs are feeling a lot better. Thank you. No, I don't need any more. Thank you. Oh. Look at how hard you are. Did I do that? Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Oh, no. I'm sorry, no. I just don't feel like it right now, okay? Am I, what? Turned on? Well, maybe. Why? You can smell me. Oh, I'm sorry, honey. I know that drives you crazy. I know, I'm turned on too. But you know how sensitive I am sometimes. Honey, you already asked and I said no, not today, okay? But about what we were talking about before, I've been thinking, maybe I was wrong. Maybe it's some kind of perverted sex thing. Like, maybe some of those girls are doing those things on purpose to their boyfriend. You know, to see how far they can go. To see what they can get away with. Before their boyfriend's crack. That would be a really awful thing to do to someone, wouldn't it? Making your boyfriend's life miserable just to see how far you can push him. To see if he'll do anything about it. To see if he has any spine at all. For girls like that, maybe they get off on it, you know? Maybe it turns them on to treat their boyfriends like trash. For no reason, you know? Honey, what's wrong? Am I scaring you? Well, there are some mean psychotic girls out there, and the worst ones. You'd never even know, like, they're just so sweet and pretty. It's really scary, But I want you to know that I'd never treat you like that. I'd never. No, I'd never try to break you like that. You know that, honey. Yeah, you know that? Good. I'm glad. You know what, though? There are some pretty messed up guys out there, too. Some of them actually get off on having sex with other guys' girlfriends. Some girls will let strangers do stuff to them that they'd never let their boyfriends do, you know? Like groping their tits and cunts and humiliating them by calling them awful names. And letting guys fuck them while their boyfriend sits frustrated at home. And of course, that would humiliate their boyfriends too, because why would they let their girlfriends cheat on them like that? And with guys who don't even know their names, who use their bodies like their personal toys? Honey, you're panting. What's wrong with you? I know. Imagine it. Wouldn't that be awful? It's gross, right? I mean, what kind of people do that? Like, what kind of relationship would we have if I did stuff like that to you? If I treated you like my bitch and never let you touch me at home, and then I went out and let some random guy use me and come all over my face? That would be so mean, wouldn't it? That would be devastating. Right, honey? I could never be one of those girls. You know that, right? I would never just spend all your money, make you work two jobs, and make you keep your beatier piece of shit car while I got a new Mercedes. I'd never just sit on the couch in my tiny tube dress with no knickers on while I made you clean my house and wash my clothes. I would never purposely deny you sex while I teased you relentlessly. Just because I got off on being cruel. I would never leave you at home exhausted from work while I went out to some bar and hooked up with some random guy I'd never seen before. So he could fuck me in a filthy bathroom and blow his nut on my face. I would never do that to you. You know what, though, honey? I think you should thank me. I think you should thank me for being the perfect girlfriend. Why don't you get on your knees, honey? Get on your knees between my legs. I want you to thank me with your tongue. Tell me I'm the perfect girlfriend. Go on. Tell me. Oh, thank you, honey. Now, Use your tongue. Oh, that's it. Oh, I love you so much, honey. You're such a good boyfriend. Oh, so good. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. That's a good little boyfriend. Yes. Yes, use your tongue. Use your little bitch tongue on me. That's it, sweetheart. Honey, I'm gonna be real honest, okay? Like, really honest. If you keep letting me do this to you, and you know what I'm talking about, I'm not gonna stop. I'm gonna tease all of your money out of you. I'm gonna make you work until you can't keep your eyes open. I'm gonna make you eat ramen at home while I go out for fancy dinners with my girlfriends. And the closest thing you're gonna get to my sore pussy is by using your tongue on it after I've been fucked by a random stranger. That's it. That's it. I just want you to know, you're never gonna fuck me again. Ever. But I'll let you jerk off. Just never in front of me, okay? Wait until I dress up in one of those outfits you bought me and I go out, okay? Then you can jerk off all you want. All I'm saying is, you better decide how far you're gonna let me go, because if you don't start setting some boundaries, I'll fucking break you. I'll tease you, drain all of your money, and abuse you until there's nothing left. And then I'll get off on your tongue one last time before I dump you. Are you crying? Oh god. You don't know what to do, do you? You don't know whether to get me off or throw me out. Oh, that's perfect, sweetheart. Oh god. I love making you cry. Now thank me again for being the perfect girlfriend. Thank me. Thank me for teasing you. Thank me for rinsing you. Thank me for cheating on you. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh god, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, thank you, honey. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, oh god, I love you, honey. I love you, I love you. Shh, okay. Okay, look at me. Look at me, look at me. I love you. I love you. Thank you for everything you do for me, honey. Honestly, you're so generous. You're so sweet to me. Thank you for letting me ruin you. That was nice. Thank you. Do you remember what I said about boundaries? You let me know, okay? Because if you don't, I'm not kidding. I'm gonna fuck you up. Oh, I know you didn't get to come, but maybe you can skip into the bathroom on your break and just jerk off during your shift. I'll tell you what. I'll dress up in one of the new outfits you got me the other day, okay? The one with the fishnets, and I'll take a picture before I go out tonight and send it to you. How does that sound? Hey! Okay, off you go. I love you, honey. Honestly, thank you. I really do know what you do for me. I don't know why you put up with it, but I really do love you for it. Thank you, honey. Now, will you go work hard for me? Thank you. Bye.